Hello dear viewers, this is Ivan Belostenko again from Idź Pod Prąd, Go Against the Tide TV from Poland. Still in our emergency Corona Chinese virus studio. Today is the 30th of March, and with us we have a very special guest from the USA, Mr. Solomon Yu, CEO and Vice Chairman of Republican Overseas, and also the co-founder of RNC's Republican National Conservative Caucus and Conservative Steering Committee. Thank you very much, Mr. Yu, for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's a great pleasure. So let's jump into the questions. You have supported our petition. Thank you very much for doing that. We really appreciate your help and your support. Can you tell our viewers why you did it and why do you think this petition is so important?
This petition is so important because it's the first step for war damage claims. This is a war, and it has killed many, many citizens outside China first time, okay, during the Cultural Revolution and during other Chinese regime massacres. They kill Chinese inside China. Now they're killing foreigners outside China. And of course, they do damages to our economy. And the kind of stuff, you can do it only in wartime. But, you know, guess what? There is no bombs, there is no bullets, and there is a virus. And they are lying about the virus and cover up about the virus. And as far as we're concerned, go all the way to September. And September 18th, they did a drill, coronavirus emergency response drill in Wuhan. And military participated. And now my question always was, what do they know? We don't know. And why as early as September 18th, 2019? That's why I thank you for your leadership, launch this petition. And world needs to unite and ask for war damage from China.
Yeah, that actually raises one of the questions that I wanted to talk to you about. We spoke with Larry Klayman, the CEO of Freedom Watch USA, and he, apart from the lawsuit against China for damages for the coronavirus, he's also raised a lawsuit against the intelligence agencies in the U.S., claiming that they have withheld information from President Trump and have misled him. Do you think that's possible, that something like that took place from what we know now as the deep state?
Yes, there is a concern about our own intelligence service and community and the deep state fact, and they're more interested in take down Trump through Russia conspiracy and through impeachment. And meanwhile, America is not protected. And guess what? Today, I just put on my Twitter and posted an article from Japan. And China were laboratories, were experiment with coronavirus as a bioweapon. Now, we don't know how it got out, but it got out and we all got affected right now. And yesterday, Dr. Fauci was predicting, and it could kill as many as 200,000 Americans. Now, there will be hell to pay. Let me tell you.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of times there about war, that this is a war. Interesting fact that the Theodore Roosevelt carrier has just been, you can say, disabled. It's now off course and coming back, not able to take part in this mission. This effect on the U.S. military and the fact that this virus has stopped the normal activities and the preparedness of the U.S. military, some allies in NATO are raising concerns whether U.S. Is capable of, you know, still supporting and protecting the allies. What's your take on this?
Yes, it's very, very concerning, and about our military readiness. And this thing will affect our military readiness, also will put us economically bankrupt us, okay, bankrupt our economy. And that goes for our ability to fund our military as well. Yes, I am concerned about that too.
So what's your take on, or actually, let me ask you before that, we are speaking about China paying for this, you know, for damages following these acts of war. What is going to happen if China is going to refuse paying some of these class action lawsuits, or just, you know, if the government demands China pay? What's next?
Okay. Actually, I saw something very interesting. Okay. I think China is facing internal problems. The kind of problems I actually tweeted this morning. And what I came too late. I feel guilty. I couldn't do anything to help my parents. Meanwhile, they got quarantined, locked down, and they got murdered by the virus. And government is responsible for murdering them. Okay. In a Chinese culture, this kind of guilt and shame is very, very powerful, psychologically. Okay. And that will enable, their own citizen want to question government. And as a matter of fact, the government cannot even get people come out to go to work because they know government lies, right? So that kind of stuff, you are going to see an internal pressure and from within on. And outside us, guess what? They're going to mass in unemployment. People can't find their jobs or got fired. And that, on top of the kind of shame, anger we're talking about, based on Chinese culture, okay, and can't protect your own parents, can't do anything for your parents or save your parents, is such a shame, you know. So with that in mind, guess what? Trump has tariffs, and we have another tool called a boycott made in China products. All this come together. I want to see what they're going to do. And wind up is going to be other nations will follow our lead. And including you guys already launched this petition. And today I posted an article on Facebook, on Twitter, and Italians talking about we want China to pay war damages. The same thing is happening everywhere. So this is going to be a worldwide movement. With this kind of movement, we can do a lot. Think about a boycott made in China products and worldwide. What happened to their economy? It's free fall already, right? What would happen to their payment rate? Free fall again. And then what would happen to their stability? What would happen to Chinese control of their own people? This is going to happen. I can predict that. The reason this is happening is you have to put all this kind of stuff in a Chinese culture perspective. Can help to save your own parents' deadly sin in our term, okay? And this is going to have psychological, you know, long-lasting damage for China.
And Larry Klayman also proposed that we might just freeze paying off the debts that we have to China. That's possibly been also another scenario. And of course, when we speak about China, we talk, of course, about the murderous communist regime, the CCP, and we don't talk about all the Chinese in general.
I would add one more thing is that, yes, you're right. Our national debt to China, and also that bring back Qing Dynasty, actually owe U.S. government money. And that's still China. They claim they've been united for 2,000 years. Then pay up. All those things are going to be open up, and we are going to figure this one out. But accountability foremost, and the damage claims later.
Yes. What is your take on our government praising Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist regime? I don't know if you heard, but our president and the government are praising them of how well they handled the crisis. What are your thoughts on this? Is the CCP and the communists are worthy of any praise in any area?
Absolutely not. And I'm sorry to see that happening, but I'm not surprised, because CCP have been buying influence everywhere. And guess what? That is going to go away too. They trap people, poor nation, yeah, with their Belt and Road projects. And now guess what? Those nations can pay. Guess which bandwagon they're going to join? They will join our bandwagon, ask for their forgiveness, ask for war damages. So I am very, very hopeful. And those guys will all change their mind. Today, they might sing Xi Jinping praise. Guess what? People like you in Poland will stand up. That goes for other countries in Europe. Guess what happened to UK now? UK, number 10 Downing Street is changing its tone, right? And we're all facing the same thing. We are all going through the same process. And people are not going to allow their government officials continue Xi Jinping praise. That's the bottom line.
We see China now trying to put forward a narrative that they're open to help Poland to sort of repeat their successes in handling this virus. And our president unfortunately praises them for that and trying to advocate, you know, China and praise them here in Poland. What are your thoughts on getting any help from CCP in any area, and specifically in coronavirus handling situation? Is that wise?
No, it's not. I posted a video clip yesterday on Twitter again. A Chinese worker in a Chinese factory making masks. He using those masks to clean his shoes. Can you imagine? Okay, those kind of masks will be sold worldwide, right? So first they came at us, this coronavirus. Then they try to profit from masks export, right? Those masks will make us sick, if not kill you, might even kill you. So the problem is that if any government officials, no matter which country, and knowingly bring those masks or medical supplies in, and people got killed, people got infected again, and they're responsible, and your people will rise up and take them out during election years. So that's why that is the beauty of democracy. We have our recourse to hold our elected officials accountable for this kind of stuff.
We saw you tweet earlier today that the new empire of evil is the communist Chinese regime. Can you comment on that? What were you referring to? Are you talking about the same thing that Ronald Reagan once said during a gathering of evangelicals?
Yes. Most of people don't realize what we're facing. And especially all the killings being done within China for last, I don't know, 70 years, right? And all the way to Tiananmen Square. The body count is at 78 Chinese killed. But now, suddenly we wake up. Not only non-Chinese and nothing to do with China got killed by this virus. Our economy got ruined by this virus. And they still denying and still lying and cover up. So now the threat is outside China and directly at peaceful, innocent people. And when that happens, you say, oh my God, this is worse than Soviets. And when Ronald Reagan bring down the first evil empire, and he realized the threat, and until we realize the threat, and which is this is a new evil empire, and they mean harm, they try to kill you, to bankrupt your economy for world domination. If freedom-loving people worldwide realize this, guess what they're going to do? They're going to stand up, they're going to demand our governments and take on this evil empire and defeat this evil empire. That's what I mean.
Just on the topic of evil empire there, I saw in a tweet, you tweeted about a year ago, you stated that you are on God's calling, my morals are absolute, my moral absolutes are from my belief in God, my prayer got me through Mao's Cultural Revolution, and the American Christians should support Hong Kong. We always talk about the fact that Christians should stand up for what's right and get involved also in politics, even though some people say it's dirty. You obviously get involved in politics as well. Can you tell us maybe a little bit more about your story, about your faith, and why do you think that Christians should be involved in politics?
Yes. Christian got one thing right. What is right and what is wrong? And got absolutes. And with that in mind, they also got a faith. And it really sustained me through my own ordeal. And I couldn't keep my mouth shut as a youth, as a teenager in communist China. Poland, you guys been through the same thing. So the way they punish you is that, first of all, they go after your parents because they can hold your parents responsible. Now, when I talk about the kind of thing you feel guilty and put your parents through, for example, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I criticized government policy, and my mom, who is a school teacher, got sent to countryside, re-educated by a farmer, okay, by farmers. Now, that really pissed me off. You do something to me, and because I'm responsible, okay? And now you try to take it out of my mom. And understanding the culture background, you respect your parents, you have reverence for your parents, you love your parents, and you supposedly not taking care of your parents, okay, and otherwise, and a kind of same guilt feelings and the shame you talk about. I understand what's going on right now in China. Okay, that's why I'm predicting we're going to see a revolution. Okay, now, but eventually that didn't change me. I still, keep my mouth shut and spoke up. And guess what? They sent me to countryside to be re-educated by farmers. And one of the punishment is that I had to use my bare hands to spread cow dung, fresh cow dung. Okay. So the kind of punishment, I was lucky they didn't pop me, but they did tell my parents that they could make me disappear in the night, and then my parents would pay for the bullet. Now, when you live through this kind of stuff, you know what you think about what happened to the poor Falun Gongs and the Uyghurs, 1-2 million in the concentration camp, both Uyghurs and Falun Gongs facing so-called organ harvesting. What is organ harvesting? You butcher those Chinese citizens and take their organs out and sell them for profit. That is organ harvesting. Now, Nazis didn't go as far as profit from selling Jews' bodies. Body parts. Okay. So when I see this, I realize China really is not only an evil empire, it's a new Nazi, right? And so what free people should do? Stand up, fight, and bring it down. So that's That's the thing. Another thing is faith does get you through. Okay, take a look at what happened to those Falun Gongs. They're still out there fighting, even though they got butchered, right? So what get you through is your faith.
Thank you very much, sir, for these kind words. We would keep praying for both you guys in the U.S. and what are you doing with regards to this virus, and also for your relatives in China, for Christians in China who are opposing this oppressive regime. So, Mr. Yu, thank you very much again for being with us. Any last words to these Polish people?
God bless all of you guys, and just stand up for what is right, and let's fight for freedom together.
Amen. Mr. Salman Yu, the Vice Chairman and CEO of Republican Overseas, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
God bless. This is Ivan Belostenko for Each Foot Front against ITV. Thank you for watching.
Bye-bye.